brought to you by Penguin.
Dangerous to Know by Chloe Esposito. Read by Laura Aikman.
Prologue. I'm flawed, aren't we all? What's your fatal flaw? Mine? I love too much. I do crazy shit for love. Mad and bad and dangerous. Whoever said time heals is a fucking liar. It's been a year, my dark prince. I'll make it up to you. I loved him, and I killed him. Yeah, biggest mistake of my life. We were star-crossed lovers, like Romeo and Juliet, except I'm still alive. Nino was the first person I loved, and the first one to love me, apart from Channing Tatum, obvs, but that was more one way. It's all my fault Nino's dead. I miss him every day. Judge not lest ye be judged. That is Jesus Christ, so don't go getting all judgmental because I shot some guy. Listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm saying I made a mistake. You'd have done the same in the same situation, wearing my fabulous shoes. I close my eyes and he's in there, whispering. His voice sounds like the wind. Nino speaks to me, ever-present. Alvy. 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 I love him like an opiate. A drug that you taste once and then you're hooked for life. Nothing will ever feel so good or hurt so much. That's love. Now it's up to me to make it right. I know what I have to do. Perhaps two wrongs will make a right. I'll do one last hit for Nino.
He said the billionaire, Ed Forbes, was responsible for the death of his father.
Eddie. Ed, you bad, bad boy. Your time is up, sunshine. One more hit and then I'm done. I'll hang up my gun. Haven't you ever done something wrong but for the right reason? Then no more mistakes. No more train wreck Alvy. I'll leave behind the old me. I'll transform like a butterfly. I'll be different. Awake. There's no point being alive if you're not awake. The unexamined life is not worth living. That is Socrates. And Socrates knew his shit.
Parados.
Sunday, 24th of July, 1 p.m. Number 1 Top City Hostel, Archway, London. I roll over on my bunk bed, grab my Birkin bag. I pull out my fake ID and study the girl in the passport. There's a photograph of me. It was taken a year ago, in a photo booth in Rome, in a place called Trastevere. I have pink hair and a brand new nose. I had an emergency nose job to make myself unrecognisable to the authorities. I'm wearing one of my sister's old Balenciaga t-shirts, and have what can only be described as a criminally good tan. I sigh and stroke the cheek of the girl in the photo. Her face is familiar, but at the same time she looks alien, strange. As though she wasn't me. The pink hair dye has long washed out, and the fabulous tan has faded. And the passport says it isn't me, Miss Alvina Knightley. It says my name is Siobhan. Siobhan Phelan. I don't know how to pronounce Siobhan. Is it she or Pan or Siobhan? I study the dates in the Burgundy book. Now I'm 3 years younger and Irish. Apparently I was born in Cork on the 22nd of August, and according to the stamps, I visited the Bahamas. I'm not going to lie, I don't remember most of the past year. It is a blur, like a Monet painting or some other impressionists. There are flashes of red, a Smirnoff bottle, Nino's blood on the bedsheets. But other than that, there are muted colours. The grey of the London sky, the off-white ceiling in the hostel seen through half-closed eyes, the dirty beige of the carpet, and the white of a railway line that stretched for miles and miles to nowhere. A pale face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?